Commentator Michelle Kennedy knows about homelessness from personal experience. When her marriage broke up a few years ago, she didn't have much trouble finding a waitressing job in a small Maine beach town. Finding shelter for herself and her young children was another story.
Every night, I used to park the car next to the restaurant's back door. I laid the seats down, and there it was, a bedroom for my three children. I spread out a comforter and set up their pillows right behind the front seat. While I changed Alex's diaper, we talked about all of the fun things they'd done with Allie, another waitress. I split my tips with her so she'd babysit when the kids were awake. When they fell asleep, I quietly climbed out and shut the door. All night long in the restaurant, I was a nervous wreck. I'd run between the bar and parking lot, every possible horrible thing that could happen to my children constantly running through my mind. Making the leap from boring, middle-class housewife to homeless single mother should be harder than it is. In reality, it doesn't take much more than a series of bad judgment calls and wrong decisions. My own journey into homelessness didn't begin with drug use, alcoholism, or any of the other things we attribute to such a downward spiral. Instead, I followed my bliss to a tar paper covered, uninsulated shack in the far north of Maine, where my soon-to-be former husband wanted to live in the woods. The kids and I finally left with the car and a little more than $100 in my pocket. I tried to be the picture of normalcy during the day. Pushing a stroller with two more children in tow, we looked no different than any of the other families walking around town. I sat by the ocean, the kids playing in the surf. We went to story time at the library. People around town smiled at us. They didn't know how poor we were. They didn't know we lived in our car. I applied for food stamps, but I didn't qualify. I made too much money at the restaurant. I kept applying for apartments, but it was a catch-22. I could afford a small apartment, but no one would rent such a small place to a family. Living in our car, though, was apparently just fine. 3 months after our first night out, we found a kind landlady willing to forego the last month's rent. And just like that, we weren't homeless anymore. We haven't been homeless since. But the horror of that summer has never left me. Because I found out how narrow the line is between someone who's homeless and someone who's just down on their luck. It's whether you can find a roof for your kids at night or not.
Commentator Michelle Kennedy is author of Without a Net, Middle Class and Homeless with Kids in America.